Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Just a quick reminder, there will likely not be a broadcast tomorrow, Thursday or Friday, heading to Columbus, Ohio for International Conference on Missions. And just always unsure of what internet connection and time availability that I have. And so if I'm able to, I will connect up and go ahead with a devotion and prayer time broadcast. But if you're not finding one tomorrow or Friday, that would be why. And I just wanted to let you know. So if you hear this and you're looking for a different day, that could be the reason. Been talking and praying this week about providing help. And we've looked at the overall concept of loving the helpless. And if they're helpless, then the thing that they probably need is help. And what does that look like? How can we help? How do we receive help? And learning how God has helped us is a good start in figuring out how to provide help to others. And that the help that we provide would be useful. It would be profitable. It would be the correct help. Sometimes we want to help and we're not quite sure how or why or what to do. And the wisdom would say we look to God. There are times where I've tried to help out of my own wisdom, out of my own thoughts, and it's backfired. It's not really been the help that's helpful. And today we're going to talk specifically about helping through prayer. And a favorite topic of mine, one that I think creates some confusion. We live in a time where people are skeptical. And, well, antagonistic. And so when something happens and we comment that we'll pray for a person or a situation, sometimes it's welcomed, other times it's ridiculed. And the idea that what good does it do? Well, I believe it does a lot of good. And we're going to talk a little bit and pray about that today. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, Paul writes and says this, "He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us as you help us by your prayers." Paul was in the midst of difficulty. I think that statement would pretty much describe his life as a Christian. And even in the midst of difficulty, there was this recognition that God would deliver. Now, if you read the writings and the letters that Paul wrote, that we contain much of the new, that are contained in much of the New Testament, we'll realize that doesn't necessarily mean what we would want it to mean sometimes. It doesn't mean it's a get out of jail free card. And for him, literally, it did not mean that. But it meant that he would be free because Jesus resided with him. God's Spirit was present, that there was a recognition that this body he lived in was temporary at best. And there were times where that deliverance was a deliverance from prison. It was a deliverance from his enemies. It was a physical deliverance from the trouble of the moment. But he would make it very clear that even if those types of deliverances did not happen, that he was confident that God would deliver him. He would be set free. He would be with Christ. And I love this passage where he talks about the connection between his confidence and the prayers of the people that he was writing to. Now, I think one of the difficulties is that we struggle in actually praying. So many times we'll read about something, we'll hear something, somebody will tell us something, and our response as a Christian is almost an automatic, well, I'll pray for you. Somebody will post a difficulty they're going through on social media and we'll like it and we'll comment praying. That's good. I think it's a good thing. But the question is, are we? Or is it just something we say and never get around to? You see, helping through prayer is a real thing. And so many times when we pray for people and we let them know that we're praying for them, and sometimes even when we don't let them know, they'll respond with an awareness that people were praying. There was this sense of God's presence that was heightened by the prayers of God's people. See, prayer isn't simply an exercise of mouthing words or thinking words or saying words. It's a communication with the Creator of everything. And when we look at the life of Jesus, I find so much of his focus was on remaining connected. He would teach his disciples, he would teach those that would follow him the importance of being connected to him. That we are all simply branches and grafted into this vine that is Jesus. And he would practice these times of solitude, these times of escape from the busyness of life, so that he could pray, that he could talk with his Father, that he could listen, that he could be filled. And when we develop a lifestyle of prayer that is actually in communication with God, not only about our own needs, but about the people around us and the needs that they have, it begins to change us. It begins to change them. One of the great benefits, results of prayer is that it helps us to see things from God's perspective. It helps us to be mindful of what He would have us to do. I say this often when I teach about prayer, that it's the one thing that I find in Scripture that the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to do. And when we reach a point where Jesus communicates to the disciples about the need, about the harvest being plentiful, about the crowds that are lost, his request of his disciples was to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers, because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Now I say, if Jesus asked the disciples to pray for something specific, if he were to ask you or me to pray for something specific, I suspect we would do that. I mean, it's Jesus. And if he were to show up and clearly communicate, I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to pray for this. I think we would. And I have to believe that the disciples obeyed Jesus. They prayed that the Lord of the harvest would send out workers. And you look up that context, and it's like the very next verse, the next chapter at least. Guess what? Jesus sends out the disciples to share the good news of the coming of the kingdom. You see, we help through prayer because it motivates us to action, to a right and proper action that's obedient to Christ. One of my teachers and mentors in prayer would often say that we should not pray for something that we are not willing to be a part of the answer. That when we pray, we have to expect that God wants to involve us in it, or at least that's the potential that God wants us to be involved. In many ways, it describes my involvement over the last few years with International Disaster Emergency Service. I would hear the needs through a variety of disasters. I would pray. I would spend time with God. And in the midst of those prayer times, there would be that conviction that I ought to do something. And I don't think it's just me. I think we all have that conviction at times, at least if we're praying and listening. The bigger question is, do I respond to it? And to be honest, I haven't always responded well. I've had those nudges in my spirit that says, well, what are you going to do about it? And I've said nothing. But we help through prayer when we spend time with God, communicating what's on our hearts and minds and listening to what's on His heart and mind. And then doing. And there are times, and so many times as Paul's writing these letters to various churches and Christians, gatherings of believers, distance really makes it impossible for them to be physically present or to provide anything with any sense of immediacy. But they can pray. They can talk to God. They can listen. They can cry out. And so there's value in prayer, regardless of whether God taps us on the shoulder and says, go do something. Because praying is doing something. And so many times we fall into the trap of the world that there has to be something I can do. Something important, something valuable. And we get so busy doing those things that we forget to talk to the one that could make it a whole lot easier. There were times growing up on the farm that there would be a task that I was expected to do or I would think needed done, and so I would start on it. And some of those tasks were learned by watching and observing and my dad and those around me. But there were times where I would get stuck. And I would have to step back and think and think and think and try to figure it out. Now, some of those tasks took much longer than they should have. And almost all of them that took much longer than they should have took much longer than they needed to. Because I had a resource available if I had just been willing to ask. But to humble ourselves and to admit that we don't know what we're doing, that we need help, isn't always easy. But I could have gone to my dad at any time in the midst of any of those projects and asked, how do I do this? And generally, he would have been glad to show me. And when we help others through prayer, it's this time with God that says, how do I do this? What do I do now? Do I do anything now? God, help them in ways that I can't. Provide for them in ways that I can't. Surround them with people that are present when I can't be. You see, when we pray, God listens. When we pray, we ought to listen. And when we spend time with God, we discover that not only are we helped through prayer, but we provide help to others as we pray. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us this incredible privilege of communication, that we can come to you, that we can lift to you our needs and our concerns. But beyond that, we can lift the needs and concerns of others. That we can share our burdens with one another, but we can all share them with you and find deliverance, find relief, find answers, find help, find comfort. So God, today I pray that you would help us to be mindful of those times when we say we'll pray so that we would actually do it. That we would provide help to others as we pray for them, as we listen to you, as anything that you would have us to do in the midst of their need. But Father, even beyond us doing something in the midst of their need, that they would know that you are with them. As the psalmist would write, that they would know that your rod and your staff comfort them, they direct them, they guide them, they protect them. Father, today, as I and many others prepare to head off to Columbus, Ohio for the International Conference on Missions, I pray that you would give us safety, that you would watch over us, that you would make it a productive conference, that you would provide the connections that are needed, that the missions that take place around the world would be lifted up, they would be encouraged, they would be refreshed. Father, help me to have eyes that see the opportunities to be what you want me to be to others. And Father, as I have opportunity and as each one of us have opportunity, may we help others through our prayers. Just as we recognize the help we have received through the prayers of others, may we be people of prayer that look to you, that believe in you, that trust you, that model the character of Jesus in our life. God, today as we pray for others, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.